Good afternoon. At 12 noon, our temperature's at 57 degrees, Rusty.
We are seeing some rain showers right now, and that's a possibility through the rest of your Tuesday. High near 60.
A congressional ping-pong match could be in the works as House Republicans make a move on the government shutdown's 15th day. We get the latest from Jared Halperin.
On the heels of a Senate framework to end the government shutdown and avoid potential default, House Republicans are floating a bill funding the government until January and extending the debt limit until February while taking aim at the Affordable Care Act.
We've been saying since day one that we believe there should be no special treatment under the law and there should be fairness for all Americans.
But House Republican leader Eric Cantor stopped short of offering specific legislation or setting a timetable.
It's nothing more than a blatant attack on bipartisanship.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid accusing House Republicans of trying to torpedo negotiations. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halperin, Fox News Radio.
The Sheboygan Area School District will meet in special session tonight to hold a public hearing on the budget for this school year. Administrators have said the budget was balanced with pay freezes, cuts to staff size, and the closing of Washington Elementary. They say the tax rate is expected to be lower thanks to additional state funding. The meeting gets underway at 6 o'clock. The budget will come back to the board for final passage when it meets next week.
A Sheboygan police detective has been named Woman Police Officer of the Year. Tamara Remington received the honor from the Wisconsin Association of Women Police and was a co-recipient for that honor with Jennifer Sabina, who was killed by her husband while she was on duty.
I feel extremely honored and especially honored that I can share the award with Jen Sabina.
Remington began her career with the San Jose Police Department, then came to Sheboygan to join the Sheboygan PD in 2004.
I'm really impressed with the Sheboygan Police Department, the way the teamwork and especially the way Sheboygan Police Department works on problems with the community, addressing problems and nipping them before they become a more out-of-control situation like other parts of the nation.
Remington was recognized at an event in Madison last Friday.
Wisconsin gas prices are almost 25 cents cheaper than a month ago and 40 cents cheaper than a year ago. The AAA says the average price is $3.35 today for a gallon of regular unleaded. Greg Leskoski, a senior analyst at GasBuddy.com, says the price drop corresponds to the emergence of winter gasoline blends, which are cheaper to produce. He also said there were refinery problems that kept prices in the Midwest higher than normal a year ago. Analysts project fuel prices to fall another 10 to 15 cents between now and the holidays.
Well, as two Democrats consider running against Paul Ryan, the GOP congressman from Janesville has been racking up campaign money. House budget chairman reports having $2.6 million on hand through the end of September. He raised $824,000 over the last 3 months alone. Observers say it's a large amount for any congressional candidate, especially in an off-election year. Amar Kalika, son of the murdered Sikh temple president, says he will run as a Democrat against Ryan. And Rob Zurbin, who got 43% of the vote against Ryan last fall, plans to hold what he calls an announcement rally on October 26th.
Former President George W. Bush's heart problem last summer reportedly was worse than we were told at the time. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor has more.
The word last August was that doctors in Dallas had found a partial blockage of one of George W. Bush's coronary arteries. They did surgery and inserted a stent, a little tube, to improve the blood flow. Now, however, the National Journal reports that the artery was 95% blocked, and if it hadn't been discovered when it was, Bush might have died. A spokesman for the 67-year-old former president has no comment. The Bush family usually has been very private about health matters. In Washington, Steve Taylor, Fox News Radio.
City of Kenosha has acquired the land where Chrysler used to build cars and engines. Last night, the city council voted to accept a title for 109 acres. Plant ran for decades till it shut down for good 3 years ago. They're looking at perhaps a business park in the future. Officials say it could take 5 to 7 years to clean up that old Chrysler property. Most of the buildings are gone, but there are still tons of concrete and other things to be removed.
Wisconsin schools would find it much easier to keep their Indian nicknames and mascots under a bill up for a vote in the state assembly today. The Republican bill would weaken a 2009 Democratic law in which the state takes complaints about Indian names, decides that they are discriminate, and can order school boards to change the names or face heavy fines. The bill's supporters say it would force Indians to prove they've been discriminated against. Opponents say the state would tolerate more discrimination.
Well, the Random Lake School District has tablets back in the hands of students following the theft of several hundred of the devices, allegedly by a former employee. He's currently facing charges. Now, this school year is the first for Random Lake Middle School students to be given their own tablets. According to 8th grade math teacher Lisa Knuth, students have welcomed the new technology.
They really like the technology. They like the convenience of it, just like the teachers do. They like being able to have multiple things within just that small piece of equipment.
And as for her, she sees the change of technology will only improve the ability to teach a full classroom of students.
The kids can stay in the classroom and they can do multiple things, whereas before we'd have to leave the classroom to go do something, which takes time, then come back and redirect and get them back on task, where now I can have multiple kids doing different things, and it's just super convenient.
And unlike the elementary students in the district with their own tablets we told you about yesterday, the middle school students will be able to take their tablets home with them starting later this fall. That forecast, Rusty?
Periods of rain, maybe a thunderstorm as well. We'll see a high near 60 for this Tuesday.
Currently, we are at 57 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time, 12:06.